The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. What's this police story, Adam?
Yeah, this is rather controversial in that this is a police change. They want victims of crime, including rape victims, to hand over their mobile phones to police or possibly see their cases dropped. What they're saying is they want to be able to access emails, messages, photos, whatever, to find evidence that would help identify criminals, but also, in some cases, potentially prove that the claim was a non-starter. And I suppose what they're saying is that in recent times, there have been several cases, certainly, where rape and sexual assault cases collapsed because crucial evidence finally came out through mobile phones. The only trouble is, on the one hand, yeah, let's have the justice, let's have the truth. This will also potentially put off victims of rape and sexual assault from reporting their crimes because they don't want to have the whole thing pried into. I mean, it's an awkward situation for the police to get involved, frankly.
Hot potato. Holidays.
Isn't it? Yeah, a Brexit spin-off, and don't we love those, like the falling car sales. Actually, for the 10th month in a row, car sales here have fallen. But this could be good or bad news for you guys, depending on how you look at it. More Brits are now choosing to book holidays outside of the European Union than ever. So, admittedly, it's nowhere near summer season yet here, but 48% of all holiday bookings are for non-EU destinations. This time last year, it was 38%. Now, that 10% difference is worth about £5 or £6 million, potentially $10 billion, to someone's tourist industry. Apparently, it's Turkey that is benefiting most so far outside of the EU. But watch out, we could be heading your way because we get rubbish returns on our euro at the pound to euro. But also, people aren't quite sure if they go to Europe, will they be allowed back in? Will their passports still be valid? Will there be queues? Well, we don't quite know what we're coming back to.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be going to Turkey either, I can tell you. This football, this football dementia issue is a sadness.
Yeah, and I mean, it's sort of been mentioned a few times, hasn't it? But this has come about particularly because two of the Lisbon Lions, the famous Celtic footballers who won the European Cup in Lisbon in 1967, Stevie Chalmers and Billy McNeil, both died from dementia. One aged 79, the other 83. And the question is, according to another Lisbon Lion, Jim Craig, is there basically a link between heading a football and dementia? He may be onto something. Other doctors have mentioned this as well. It's that uncomfortable truth, though. It may well be that football isn't the safest thing in the world, but then there are plenty of other things that are less safe.
Absolutely, but it is a little unnatural nonetheless. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.